Hi, my name is Horacio Ortiz. I'm a council member for Downey, District 1.
Amazing. How do you manage your day-to-day pressures, balancing your city council duties and personal responsibilities?
It's a little hard. It took me a little time to figure out that balance between work, my personal work life, and as well as my city council responsibilities. Not a lot of people know this, but this is a part-time volunteer job. We get a stipend of, I think, about $850 a month. So we do have our outside work responsibilities. And I own a business in the city of Montebello called El Pescador. And so, fortunate for me, I have a great team over there. I have my office assistant, who's Helen, my dad, who's been very helpful, and my other manager team. I have my cousin working there, and Freddie, Tina, Basilio, Juan. I have an amazing team that helps me balance my work life. So if I'm not there, they know what to handle everything. Honestly, calendar has been one of my biggest helps. I never, being in our age, I'm 34. We never really used our calendars, and so now with everything, it's just I have everything scheduled. I have my time. I have what I have to do. The night before, I always sit down with myself and say, "Hey, this is what I have to do the next day, and this is my responsibilities for that." But I think what really helped me is to have the support of my team back at work, and my dad to really do something I really love to give back to my community.
It's amazing. So what are some specific stresses that come with serving the community?
Ooh. I think we can all relate, me and my colleagues. I think one of the biggest stressors is that you cannot make everyone happy. We do our very best to look out for the needs of our community, but sometimes those needs, it's different for every community member in our city. We do have about 114 residents in Downey, with everybody has different needs, wants, aspirations of what they want the city. But we do our very best, and I think with technology nowadays, social media, I'm very active on my Instagram. Please follow me on my Instagram. I put my phone number out there, and you do get those individuals. I think politics has been so polarizing right now, and people take advantage a little bit about that and don't realize that. I think I can honestly say all five of us have the best intentions of our city. But sometimes people can get very nasty online, and you try really hard to meet the needs of our community. And so I think that's one of the biggest stressors. I got in this because I really want to help my community. But sometimes you can't make everybody happy. And I think the mayor told me that one time. He's like, "Hey, sometimes you have to make decisions that are gonna be tough ones. Not everybody's gonna like it. You just have to make sure that your first thing in head is that you have the needs of your community, the best interest of your constituents." And I think that's what we're doing.
Okay, so how do you personally manage stress or burnout that comes from your leadership role?
So it's a huge role and responsibility being in council. I think how I like to do it. When I first got into the role, me and Dorothy got elected at the same time. We were trying to do everything. We were trying to be at every event. Even people don't realize that we get invited to events outside our city, and we do have meetings that are that we have to represent Downey in other cities. So I am in other committees that I have to go to those meetings every week. It's either every week, every month, that I have to go. And so at first I was always saying yes to everything. I was going to every single thing, and I was getting burnt out. I was feeling that anxiety. One day the mayor, Hector, pulled me aside, and he was like, "Brother, it's okay to say no to certain things. We have a great council. All five of us, we try our best to go, all of us. And so if we communicate to each other, like, hey, who's going to this event? Who's going to this event? If the majority of the council is going, we have the support of our council." And so, and we managed, like, hey, I can't make it. Can you make it? I think I think that's what's great is that we have the support of each other. We communicate so that if there's an event that we can't make it because of work responsibilities, family responsibilities, or friends' responsibilities outside, we're helping each other. So sometimes I have to say no to certain events because I have to take responsibility of other roles, my restaurant or my family or my personal. And honestly, what I enjoy the most, I'm a big person that believes in giving off a lot of energy. One of the biggest things is just, and the most simplest thing, it's just being at home with your family, your friends, your partner, and just sitting down and just enjoying that moment, enjoying that peace and quiet, little Netflix, little, just a little
Some
chill time,
chilling.
enjoying yourself and forgetting a little bit outside. You're in that little room right there, in your
Your
little room,
bubble.
little bubble, and you just enjoy that moment. And that's what I think that helps me out. And having that family and friends and support group.
And as a public leader, do you feel that there's an expectation to appear strong or unaffected? And if so, how do you navigate that?
Oh yeah. So I mean, I feel the pressure more because not only do we have to seem strong, but I have to also, I'm the youngest council member, compared to my other colleagues, and then we make jokes of it. Like, you should see the state of the city of my mayor. He put me at 25, and I appreciate that he thinks I'm 25. I feel an extra sense of pressure or responsibility that I have to not only seem strong, but also mature to be in this role. I'm doing my very best to look out for my constituents, and they elected me for this role, and it's an important role that I feel like that I'm doing. You do feel a sense of that pressure, and so it's something that I think I'm handling well, and as long as I'm delivering for all my constituents, I think I'm doing a good job. And honestly, I take full advantage of technology nowadays with social media. I'm one of the most active council members online. So I'm trying to give that information the best way possible and the most accessible way. And so I feel like I'm doing that. I'm taking that role very seriously.
And how do you set boundaries between your public and personal life?
Like I said earlier, it takes a little time to set those boundaries, but like what the mayor said, sometimes you have to say no to certain things, and you have to sit back and say, family's also there, work is also there. Again, like, people don't realize this is a volunteer job, and so I think a majority of my council will say that, and they're going to say this is. We do have our outside work responsibilities. We have our family responsibilities. We have our personal responsibilities and our mental health too. So I think where those boundaries are is where, there's certain events that you have to sit back and say, okay, which, if I go to a reorganization of a city an hour and a half away from here, is that really something that I need to go to? Or a meeting here for our community that's very important, a Kiwanis or a nonprofit event or an event for children. I mean, that's where I balance myself on the priorities. And I think, like I said earlier, having that good relationship with our council colleagues and our staff, that I can put those boundaries and will help and support each other.
So, about mental health, have you discussed mental health challenges among your colleagues or employees? If yes, how do you approach them and how do they look like, these conversations?
I have not talked to my colleagues or, you know what, I would say that the mayor did a really good job this last year. If I'm not mistaken, he did immense mental health day. And I supported it 100%. I think men don't really, get asked that question a lot. How's your mental health? Or we try because you have this, persona that you have to follow, And so, I try to my best to separate that work life, giving them like, hey, I'm stressed or anything. It's not something personally I like to talk to about, I think I have the I have my family, I have my partner, I have my cousins and my friends that I have support. When I, hey, you know what, the way I handle it, if it's something about work, hey guys, I'm a little busy, I can't make it to this event. Can you support and help each other out? That's basically how I do it. But I think I draw my boundary with work and staff of expressing too much of what's going on in my personal life. And I think something that should be changed. And I think we're going to the right direction. I think the mayor started a great program, a great event, and I think that's it's just about a learning or adapting to that.
So, you touched a little bit about how, working with Mayor Hector Sosa and like the men's mental health fair, do you feel that there are other ways to promote mental health? Or as a business owner, community leader, how do you promote mental health?
So, I think as a business owner, I try my very best to give that awareness to my staff. Hey, we're here to support you in any way. They're, at least for my restaurant, outside from right now from City Council, we have an employee appreciation day that which helps my employees feel appreciative and help them face issues that they're, you know, sometimes they don't have that appreciation. It's just saying, hey, you're doing a good job, gives you and elevates you with your mental health. I think the mayor went on the right direction. Now moving back to the city, the mayor did a great job in moving, starting that awareness. And it all starts with just awareness. And it's just how do we evolve from just the fair to really applying that to your daily life? And that's a hard part. And so I think there's so much work to be done. And I think it's fair to say like, hey, I'm getting help. I'm getting therapy, or I need some time alone. You know, I think by people starting to remove that stigma, I think that's the first step. And there's always opportunities to improve on that too.